Before I start this video, I'm gonna have my mom tell you a story.
When Cameron was in first grade, he was invited to a classmate's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. Cameron was born in Charlotte, and Charlotte has a neighboring town called Concord, which is quite famous for its NASCAR racetrack. This was on Memorial Day weekend, which is a huge race weekend. People who are race fans know this. And Concord was booming with visitors and people eager to go and see the races. We went to Chuck E. Cheese to the birthday party and had a great time. But as we were leaving, the road that I would normally have taken to get back home was closed because traffic was so horrible. So I had to follow a detour, and the detour led straight to the racetrack and into the traffic. It was a beautiful spring day, a little overcast, but the breeze was wonderful, so I had the windows in the car rolled down. And as we were sitting in the traffic, someone from the crowd yelled out, "Look, niggers," and pointed to our car. As Cameron asked, "Mom, what are they saying? What's a nigger?" That was heartbreaking for me and Cameron's beginning journey into learning about racism in America.
What comes to mind when you hear the term American dream? Upward mobility, wealth, freedom, prosperity? All of these are examples of what the American dream has morphed into. Not only people who immigrate into the country, but several people around the world have some preconceived notion of what the American dream is. This includes what I find to be the most striking and accurate definition, the one we find in the 1986 anime OVA, California Crisis Gun Salvo. California Crisis follows Nora, a young man who can spend the day drinking and miraculously drive soon after, and Marcia, a young girl looking for adventure and the American dream. They meet entirely by chance after an accident puts them in possession of a strange orb that shows them an image that is unlike anything they've ever seen before. This leads them to a trek through the most beautifully idealized version of California I've ever seen put to animation, as they head to Death Valley to discover the meaning of what they saw, with Marcia believing it to be the American dream. Their journey is filled with peril, car chases, guns, helicopters, and other outlandish action movie tropes from the 80s, but above all else, it's a true adventure. In the final 5 minutes of the film, the orb, now known as the Space Mine, is cracked. Nora sees outer space while trying to save Marcia from drowning underwater for roughly a minute, and when they emerge from the water, they see a rainbow. And that's it. The Space Mine. The American dream that they've chased the entire OVA was a short illusion. It's a beautiful journey that leads to a pointless ending. I find this to be the most fitting representation of the American dream for a few reasons. As an American, I can understand why so many people chase the space mind. Everyone who followed Nora and Marcia and nearly killed them was after the same thing, that essentially being the American dream. The American dream itself was a unifier for everyone involved. Everyone wanted to understand the space mind and have it all to themselves. Whether that be to capitalize on it or appreciate it, it was always the object of interest. And above all else, upon its reveal, the space mind, the American dream, after the chase and the journey, was cracked. And ultimately, an illusion. From a historical standpoint, I can pinpoint the origins of the American dream to two places in time. In 1931, author James Truslow Adams coined the term in his book, The Epic of America. The term was meant to give Americans the strength to build themselves up by being their best selves, to grow not solely financially, but as people. He discouraged mass consumption and capitalism, perhaps fearing that America would fail in uplifting itself, its communities, and only focus on gaining capital. A fear akin to the fear of inequality. You can see people who wanted that dream to come to fruition in social leaders such as Martin Luther King Jr. and John F. Kennedy. However, we can go back even further to where the first incarnation of the American dream, albeit without a name, originated from. On July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was created, signifying the United States of America as its own nation. The initial American dream can be found in the following excerpt. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that wherever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form, as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. With an asterisk that this is only feasible if you are Caucasian and male. With these two starting points, let's go a bit further into the American dream. Aside from what we have discussed so far, we can find the American dream to have fluidity in its meaning over the past near century since the term was coined. Perhaps someone begins a job at some major company in the mailroom, with aspirations of climbing the corporate ladder and one day being CEO, having a beautiful spouse and children, an amazing car, a home they own, and a salary with six or more figures. This person is imagining a contemporary American dream. Perhaps a couple has come to the United States in hope of a better life. Streets lined in gold and endless opportunities awaiting them. Or maybe a young child of color is riding in the car with his mother, not realizing that they are being scrutinized for how they look, because they're the exact same as everyone else, right? The reason I find California Crisis to be the most fitting version of what the American dream represents, aside from Marcia blatantly stating that it is what she was searching for, is because it's ambiguous. It's a definition that we, the audience, have no knowledge of, even after we see it. The vagueness and impossibility it represents as our protagonists journey through part of this aesthetically pleasing version of our nation ultimately seems beautiful, but means nothing. And honestly, for all the fluidity that the American dream has had for as long as America has been a country, from 1776 to today, it is a dream that I fear will never have a true meaning and will never come true.